So we're starting to read the letter of St. Paul to the Romans today, and this introduction, Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus. And then this a couple of very long sentences where he talks about a lot of stuff. But the one thing I want to highlight out of this introduction is that through him, through Jesus, we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith. So to believe, but also to obey, the obedience of faith. And so we obey God's commandments, then the commandments of God are not burdensome. To love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself. And again, the letter of St. Paul to the Romans is incredibly rich and beautiful and multifaceted, and it's long. It's his longest letter as well, 16 chapters. So we're going to be reading through that a good bit. And now to the Gospel of Luke. Now just imagine again, let's just, you know, put ourselves at the parish picnic, okay? We're at the parish picnic and Jesus is there and he's talking to everybody and he's doing this and that. And then he just says to you all, "This is an evil generation." You know, it's like I heard a scholar say, how did Jesus think he was going to get anything but crucified the way he talked to people, you know? Because he really did. He really was very bold and very kind of controversial, if you will. But he says, "This is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah." And we can think about the sign of Jonah in two ways. One is Jonah's clear proclamation of the call to repentance. What was the ministry of John the Baptist? You could sum up the ministry of John the Baptist in one word: repent. When John was arrested, killed, Jesus picked up the mantle. What was the first word of Jesus's preaching? Repent. What was Jonah's message? Repent. So what is the sign that's going to be given to every generation? The call to return to God. And so we have to hear that call, return to God. But there's another dimension to this sign of Jonah. Because we just read the letter. We just read the book of Jonah the other day. I hope y'all remember that. It was just like a week ago. And what happened to Jonah? He ran away. He was swallowed by the great fish. He's in the fish's belly for 3 days. And we're supposed to think he's dead. We're supposed to think, the story goes, there he is, swallowed by the fish for 3 days. And then he spit back out. He's in the tomb for 3 days, if you will. And then he's back to life. And so the sign of Jonah. So Jesus is a new Jonah in that he's preaching repentance and also that he was in the belly of the earth for 3 days. And then he comes. So the sign of Jonah and Jonah's message is repent, return, return to the Father. And you know something? There is a power. Now listen to me, because you have this power. You have this power. There is a power in the Word of God. There's a power in it. It's its own power. It's not yours. That we are called to an obedience of faith. We are called to believe in the Creator. The Creator of all things, who sent his Son to gather up the lost sheep. And it doesn't have to make perfect sense. It's just true. And we have a soul created by God, and it speaks into our soul. And so the call to repent, the call to return, the call to be transformed, the call to be healed, the call to be lifted up, that's what St. Paul brought to the Romans. That's what Jesus is bringing to these people. But they're like, hey, no, we want to see a trick. Do a trick for us. We're not doing any tricks for you. What you get is the call to repentance. And my brothers and sisters, I can't do any tricks either, okay? But we can do the call to repentance, which has a power to transform and to heal.